Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Conversation without the booze,
as far as you know.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I definitely want a problem today at breakfast so that you guys can tell the story tomorrow, because you're both coming back for a little bit tomorrow with us.
Oh, too, guaranteed. So. It'll happen.
Guaranteed.
it'll happen.
Is it every time?
85%.
Really?
Yeah. 85%. Last night it was clean. Last night was clean. Well, no, I had a little bit of a problem because they didn't have lemons.
I even said, I go water, lemon.
She goes, we don't have those here. I'm like, oh, boy. This is going to be bad. I tell Greg, I was like, listen, they don't have lemon. And he's like, what?
So do you reach over to him like he's a special guy? You go, they don't have lemons.
No, I got it because, again, he's hungry.
Yeah.
So he's going to be angry at me, yeah, and I got to be careful because he could lose it on me. He could beat me up.
And
if
he could leave
enough.
You stranded.
He could leave
somewhere.
Me stranded. He's threatened Greyhound numerous times. So
yeah,
I got to tell him.
Yeah, if you eat it on the first show, you're taking Greyhound home. I'll find somebody else. Unfortunately, I need him for the kids show on Sunday, so he's probably here all week.
Yeah. He'll be here all week.
I said, here, you don't have lemons. Could I have a lime? And they had lime.
So you were happy with that?
A lime for what? What was it for?
Water. Lime for his water.
You know, tap water sometimes just has a weird taste to it. So I like a little lemon.
That's why you drink Liquid Death. Come on. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Liquid Death on the cruise, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Bert loves it.
We had a friend of ours on that cruise, right? A guy named George listens to us.
Yeah, George emails the show pretty frequently. Apparently, George is still detoxing.
I saw the picture that he said. He looks a little like Bert, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where they're dressed up like the Flintstones?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't Bert just have a Bert lookalike contest, you know, at this point?
Yeah, there's...
Just a guy with, short hair and a belly hanging out, you know.
He looks good though, man.
I saw that. I saw the picture of him. Didn't drink for 73 days. I saw him lifting all the time, and I just saw him. He said that ends today, and that was the day, the cruise, obviously, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, he hit it pretty good. But the guy is a superstar. He
trains for it.
He goes all the time. Like, he did so much. He accomplished so much on that cruise. Well, Tommy Johnigan tells a story. He did his podcast, and they were drinking some really expensive whiskey, and it was Tommy and Andy Woodhull, and they get up after like a 2-hour podcast or a 3-hour podcast, right. And Tommy's like, I can't go, I have to sit down, I'm too drunk, and I can't. And then Bert went into the other room and pitched a TV show on the phone and sold it, he was drinking more than Tommy, like he just.
Some people just handle it, man.
Yeah, he can just handle it.
He can function.
And Bert's 50. It ain't like he's 20 or 30 years old, you know. He can still do it at 50 years old and still function, you know. Yeah.
He was wild. This is years ago. We were in Detroit, and then we went down to the Liberty Funny Bone, and we drove over through the night.
And you were with Bert.
I was with Bert.
And, oh, that's right. You did a lot with Bert back in those days, right?
Yeah, it was there was a story about him that nobody really.
Well, he liked you because you stayed with him. You drank a lot with him back in the day, right?
But I don't really think I think I just cooperated. I do remember
you
though.
You were his driver.
I was his driver. Right. So actually, on that one, I did not. But okay. I remember we went out to breakfast. It was Colleen. He took everyone. And I'm not drinking on a Friday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I think the server's like, I was like, I'll take a water. And then Burke goes, two double Tito sodas. Like he just ordered alcohol for the whole table.
I
get Colleen the look, and she's like, you're okay today. So
now I get Bloody Marys, but if you're ordering Tito and soda in the morning,
sure.
Double
that's like a night drink to me. I mean, I could drink a double Bloody Mary any damn time of the day.
I think it was after we did radio.
Yeah, right. That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but so we were leaving. We were going from Detroit to Cincinnati. We stop at a gas station. He buys like
junk.
Well, no, but he got like $50 of scratch offs.
Okay,
and
really?
He won. He won like $100, and he just gave it to the girl working at the clerk. He just gave it to her, and she was just like, "What the heck?" Like, he's like, "You take it." And it was well over $100, and I was like, "Now that's pretty cool. Nobody saw that but me." I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And then he drank all the way down. We didn't think we got to the hotel till like 3 a.m. And then that was the morning he had that viral bit where he's like doing that dance with the weather guy. He's got a hat on. It's like a big, it's like 8 million views. And he's doing this wild. And he slept 2 hours and he was just on TV, just back on, just full strength. I was exhausted as a sober driver. I was like, I don't know how the hell he's still awake. And he just nailed it.
I think he's rolled in. He's rolled in here with us on 2-3 hours of sleep more than once.
Oh yeah.
I mean that day that we sent him out with a bottle of whiskey and he was hugging it like a baby, he was so hungover and we had a bottle of whiskey. He's like he just was hugging it on the way out the door. Like, I'm taking this with me.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
When he used to do those call-in sick to work shows, would he have another show that same night?
Yes.
Originally, then he stopped doing the night show, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Didn't we do come into the old studio and do a Sunday podcast?
That was
Bloody Mary's.
Yep. We were on his podcast,
right? And did we forget to tape it?
No. That was Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio.
We taped the Bert Kreischer one.
I was in charge of recording the one for Bert, so it stuck to the tape.
Yeah.
Mercurio's was... in the vapors.
Yeah, it was 45 minutes. No one else will ever hear.
Yeah. The laptop was open, but he didn't press
no.
record.
No. Bush was doing it. That was on the phone once.
Yeah.
And that was ridiculous because we thought it was turned out pretty well, too. And he goes, send that to me because I thought you were recording it. So we just basically all sat in the studio. We sat in the studio, and Mercurio was back in New York. We sat in the studio for 45 minutes just talking to nothing. It's just nothing. It's ridiculous, So I said, we can't do this again anytime soon because we just did this. So we had to wait like a year at least to do it again because we were thinking, wow, I don't want to do this again. We just did it,
Well, yeah, and to speak to how long ago that was, I remember Bert introing that podcast segment with you guys going, if this sounds better than normal, it's because we're in an actual studio this time.
Right.
So at that point, he was using, just crap equipment. Now he's got, full on.
He's got
a
pretty sweet
and
place
staff.
Now.
Yeah.
He's got that kitchen.
Were you at his house, Warren?
Yeah, it's a separate house.
His recording studio.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. Okay.
Yeah, he's got like a kitchen for when he does that.
Oh, he does the cooking stuff, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
All right.
He's got some really good people on that, too.
Greg Warren and Sean O'Brien, Funny Bones, beginning tomorrow night. They're going to come back in with us tomorrow, too, for a little bit. And
2 days in a row.
And the Sunday show.
We appreciate that. When we have comedians come up 2 days in a row, we pay them 3 times what we usually pay them.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's what I'm doing the math here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 3 times.
Try not to gamble it all away again.
Yeah. Gambling
opening for the guys is local David Kausgaard. So we haven't seen David in a while. Nick and David go way back.
Yeah. Nick and Austin are doing a show Saturday night real quickly. Where's that at?
Yeah,
Nick?
Saturday night we'll be just outside of Logan, Iowa, setting up shop in the back of a pickup truck in a field. I've got details at nicksallens.com.
We were saying this earlier that when when Lewis Black was leaving yesterday, because Nick had never met him, and Lewis told Nick good luck with his comedy. And Nick goes, I'm doing a show in a field.
God, that guy's... He's just,
yeah, he's gonna call it quits, man. Incredible. It was a good podcast. It wasn't a podcast. We actually were broadcasting that yesterday.
Such a great.
Real cool. He decided.
He has dates in Europe through the spring, and then I think he's after he comes back from Europe, he's done touring.
He said he's going to be through next fall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, through next fall. He's got plans.
Right, because he's here in February in Omaha in February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's made enough money too. That's part of it. And he started hearing the word legend.
Right.
And he thinks legend means you're done. Now, Lou's 75. That's not young, but he's still kicking ass, man. You see, you're doing until 75, Greg?
Well,
that's 20 some years for you.
Not all that good with money. So, yes.
Well, it's because he's a big tipper.
It's not because
that is true.
I have to work.
Well, no, I understand most people do have to keep working to make any money, right?
Well, there's a lot of upcharges on those substitutions at the restaurant. I need this instead of that.
Do you think you'd miss? I asked Lewis this. Do you think you'd miss the adulation? Now you're not there yet, but you're not quitting, obviously. But do you think you'd miss the adulation?
Yes. Yeah. No. I love it, man. I love stand-up comedy more now than I did when I first met you guys. 20 something years ago. Yeah.
You mentioned that, right?
Yeah, I love
it. You took a bunch of acting lessons. I remember that too for a while.
Yeah, I took some. It took some.
You were in New York. You're doing acting lessons.
New
York
and LA.
And LA.
Me and,
right.
me and Gannett would go to the same. Same.
Is that like if you want to seem smart, hang out with somebody stupid? You want to seem like a good actor, hang out with Gannett?
Yeah, we went to the same acting class, and I don't think I was terrible, but I started to understand that.
Why you want to concentrate more on stand-up?
I like stand-up. I love it. Yeah. Acting I liked, but I started to understand, like, the people that are good at that are devoting an insane amount of time to it, just like I have to stand-up, and I was like, I don't know if I can get that good at both.
Yeah, but I see any number of commercials now. That should be a Gannett gig. Gannett should have gotten that commercial, because it's a Sean Gannett type. That's the spokesperson or the actor in the commercial.
I think he should be the sliding into your DMs. What's that about? That guy in the
he'd have been great in that.
That's Gannett, man.
But in Los Angeles, Greg knows better than anybody. There's a lot of guys are great at that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and on the audition, they were like, "Sean, can you read the line?" And he just goes.
That's what Warren does.
I'm like catching strays from 2,000 miles away.
Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien, socials, guys. Where you find your dates here, Sean? What's your socials?
That Sean O'Brien.
All right. That Sean O'Brien.
That
right.
Sean O'Brien.
And Greg Warren, gregwarren.com?
Greg Warren Comedy.
Comedy.com. That's right. Omaha Funny Bone beginning tomorrow night and Saturday night. The kids show is Sunday at what time, Colleen?
1:00 in the afternoon.
And they're going to stop back in with us tomorrow, too. Make sure you download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcast. Also, patronize all the advertisers. And bitch at breakfast this morning. I want that story tomorrow.
Right. Oh, we might even have video.
Are you going to try not the bitch? Are you going to try not the bitch?
You can hear his sour face.
You're going to try not the bitch? I can see your face right now.
I'm going to do what's appropriate. I mean, we haven't even decided where we're going. Colleen's going to pitch hard. I know where she wants to go.
But she'll just do what comes naturally?
Yeah.
I can't wait. The three different places that I alternate, a lot of them listen to the show. So wherever we end up, they're going to now
the place that Colleen takes people is fine. It's a fine place, okay? Right. It's good. It's just not, Colleen, she acts like it's because the food is so wonderful and the service is. No,
it's because they know
they
her, right?
suck up to her when she gets in there every time. It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
We all love the adulation.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.